The Beehive had a stingers out for Post Malone.
And Brian McKnight just can't stop being messy about his grown children. And one of them claps back hard.
Ooh. Also, we didn't see this coming. We're going to spill the tea on how this couple tried to bamboozle the lottery. But first, HK, what you got going on?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, right? Well, Kanye West is out here not putting no kind of respect on Michelle Obama's name. Mm-hmm. Now, Ye sat down for an interview and, well, I'm not going to tell you how the convo went. Let's roll that beautiful beam footage.
Your wife, who's one other woman y'all going to have a threesome with? You can pick anyone in the world. There's just one person. I think I know what you're thinking, but I'm not even going to say no names. I just want to see what you would think.
Michelle Obama.
That's not even funny.
I don't mean that, Bowser. It's crazy.
Listen, I had somebody say that about Kim back when they was together. Oh my God, he would have lost his marbles.
Especially
somebody who has security detail that could just kind of make things happen to you. But anyway, now people are saying that this is beyond disrespectful. We all know if the shoe was on the other foot, like he was saying, Ye would have flipped out about his wife. Period. And that's totally not the name I thought he was going to say. Yeah, but he was throwing names out there.
He just saying that because Obama called him an idiot.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, he ain't forget.
He held that grudge for dear life. Yeah.
Listen, when the president calls you a J word, that sticks with you for a while, you know?
What's a J word? A joy?
Yes,
a
joy.
In the morning.
He called him a joy to be with.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know Obama got hood in him. He probably want to whoop his ass.
I thought he would have maybe said Taylor Swift. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even one of his exes.
Well, I think he made the Taylor Swift claim before in a song, I think.
Yeah, I feel like me and Taylor Swift might still have sex because I made that chick famous.
But I would have thought if you're going to keep it Chicago, he could have said Brad. But I
the hell you couldn't.
Bye. Goodbye.
Well, y'all, it seems like Brian McKnight is still standing on business when it comes to...
Brian McKnight.
So a while back, we covered how the singer got remarried and is now only claiming the children he shares with his current wife. Ooh. Well, Brian hopped on the gram to respond to a fan who understands why he disowned his eldest 4 children from previous relationships, y'all. Look at this.
So lastly this week, I want to big up my man right here. See, he gets it. In order to live a life that you love, you have to get rid of the evil and the negativity, even if that evil and negativity is related.
Well, y'all, there's more. Another fan jumped in the comment section and read Brian for filth, telling him he went against God. Oh. Well, y'all, Brian indeed clapped back and told the fan he didn't go against the Lord because his kids were created in sin.
Wow.
And then one of Brian's oldest sons, Nico, slid into the shade room and said, I'm evil? That's wild. The guy who used to make me clean his used condoms out his bathroom at 15 before Lisa got home is calling me evil for sure.
Wow.
Child, and then Nico's mama, Brian's ex-wife, Julie McKnight, to be exact, jumped on the gram and pretty much called Brian an attention-seeking rat.
I'm just the whole, like, created in sin thing, as if that wasn't you.
Like, you a mistake.
It's still
right.
Child.
That's basically what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
I thought created in sin meant they weren't married.
That's what he meant, but that's then he was, it's an entendre to you a mistake. You wasn't really even supposed to be here, basically, is what he was saying.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I will say this. It was grand. He was in a Rolls Royce, so I saw them RRs behind his head.
It just reeks narcissist to me. It's a lot.
It's horrible,
Brian.
Just for anyone who's watching right now, you should never be washing condoms out. You should just throw those away. That should not be a thing that anyone's doing.
That's what he said?
That's what he said, right? Am I confused? Isn't that what he said?
You know, my brain course corrected to where it was just throwing away regular condoms, but if they were used, that he like reusable, like, are they making those? Do they?
I don't know.
Costco? Did I mess that up, or is that, I thought that's what he said.
I don't know, friend. That's all that body over there. You can't think straight.
Wow.
moving on, y'all. We need to move on. Child, the Beehive is buzzing again. And you ain't even going to believe why. So on Friday, Miss Taylor Swift dropped her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, along with a duet and video with Post Malone called Fortnite. Now, she also praised him on IG, and then he returned the favor. Tanner, tell us what he said.
Thanks, T. He said, it's once in a lifetime that someone like Taylor Swift comes into this world. I am floored by your heart and your mind, and I am beyond honored to have been asked to help you with your journey. I love you so much. Thank you, Tay.
You're welcome. I'm Tay. Well, few weeks back, Posty collaborated with Beyonce on her song Levi's Jeans, and instead of a long tribute, he just shared her Cowboy Carter album cover and said, "I love you, Beyonce." Now, some of her Queen Bee fans were pissed that he didn't show her the same love he gave to Miss Taylor. What y'all think about that?
Well, Post Malone and Taylor Swift are on the same label. And you know how it goes sometimes. The label be like, "Hey, this is the A priority right now. Help us promote the A priority."
Everybody's
with the extra
different.
Lean.
I think they may have a different relationship.
Yeah.
They're closer. They probably have sat down and talked and had conversation, and they're probably friends, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially for her to do like this to her face.
Yeah, wow, that's
like
a lot.
She really represented. I think they're friends. They're closer than just
and then the video.
Him and Beyonce.
He ain't got no video with Beyonce. Jay-Z ain't having that.
It takes a little time to make a video. Also, that's him without the tattoos, right? That's the whole thing with the video.
And then she wiped there on her face, right? That's cute.
Yo, he looks so different without the tattoo. He looks like his name is Josh.
Yeah.
That's Josh Malone.
That first photo of the two of them with all his tattoos, he looked like he could make a mean kitchen table out of some logs he found in the woods.
I just think it was fair to Beyonce.
It wasn't?
No,
what if he don't have a picture of him and Beyonce?
Well, she's the queen, honey.
But
you need to make up some words.
Yeah,
make up some words.
Get your words together, Post.
I love you with some strong words. I thought, you know, that's what got it done.
Yeah, me too.
Goes a long way.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, it is time for...
Didn't see this coming!
Although, maybe we did see it coming because Florida, all right? So a couple by the names of Kira Enders and Dakota Jones are being charged with defrauding the state. Wait, which one's Kira and which one's Dakota?
It don't matter.
They're being charged with defrauding the state by crudely taping two different lottery tickets together and trying to claim a $1 million prize. Y'all, the Lovebirds, both in their 30s, gave different stories during interrogation. One story was that they were just trying to put it back together after ripping it up, because that's what you do when you win the lottery, you rip the ticket up. Kira allegedly said, "What? They don't go together?" And Dakota claimed they are honest people and they aren't into fraud. Right now, they're out on bond and back in court on May 10th. What y'all think? They're going to win this case or not?
I think they're on drugs.
Very bad.
Yeah. They're on bath salts or something. Yeah. Like they're on like some serious drugs.
I see some method in their madness.
Yeah. We too, friends.
They're going to win. They ain't going to stay in jail. I promise you, honey, because they're going to say they were distressed and they didn't know what they were doing and they need to feed the children and they had to just put the lottery tickets together.
Period. It's creative hustle, though. To take two tickets and try to merge them as one. Man, you only...
And tape them together and be like, "Oh, here it is. This is the one, my bad."
Like that moment where he's looking at his ticket and he's got the first three numbers and she's looking at her ticket and she's got the last three or four or whatever. And then they're like, "Wait a minute." You know?
It's kind of like how, like, you know, Reese's peanut butter. Like, you got chocolate, I got peanut butter.
Up next, did Glow really, y'all, just have a glow up? Find out what she's wearing and why right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Man, just when you thought Nick Cannon couldn't be beat, Mr. Pondy River Pundit Bank dancehall legend Elephant Man said, "Hold my red stripe," and has entered the chat. Now, some of y'all might remember Elephant Man back in the day telling us he was the father of 20 children. He said this in 2019. Well, since then, that number has risen a little bit. He says he is now the proud father of 38 kids.
That's 18 more kids.
Oh, my God.
Double up, shawty. He credits his healthy lifestyle to his fertility, and also mentioned he doesn't bother with condoms.
The
opposite of Brian McKnight. Now, Elephant Man claims he takes care of all his kids, and he will likely have more. What say y'all?
Disgusting.
38.
He lying. 18? I can't believe it.
He just landing low and spreading it wide like that with no protection.
Hold on. Mm-mm. 18 kids. He's had 18 kids in 5 years.
He's really popular in Jamaica.
He's not even cute. Up. I mean, to them he is, Gary.
You wouldn't give Elephant Man a chance, Gary?
If we do it together, me and you.
Bye. This is getting very awkward.
I don't know.
I don't know what happened either.
The Jamaican freak-off he invited you to, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of these guys out here in America have slept with 38 women if they're celebrities.
Yes. So that's, especially in Atlanta.
It's not a hard thing to do if you're a celebrity.
Especially in Atlanta.
Yeah. But they're impregnating them, though, Brad. These women having babies for those men, though.
To think of 38 kids' names, unless you name them all after cool animals, like, oh, I'm Elephant Man, you Panda Baby. You're like Tiger Boy. Koala Child.
Yeah. What kind of whore of a man sleeps with 38 women?
A charming one, it seems.
Yeah. With no protection, though.
Yeah, that's wild.
All right, y'all, moving on. Last week, we talked about rapper Glorilla getting arrested for a DUI. And, of course, a lot of people had something to say about it, including her NBA crush, Damian Lillard's estranged wife, Kayla, who nicknamed Glorilla Glow Lillard.
Oh.
Well, Big Glo is taking the friendly jab in stride because, as you can see, she responded by rocking a custom-made jersey with Glo Lillard on the back and Damien's number O below it. What y'all think it is?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Glo. Yeah, Glo.
Yo, she going for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Glo.
Yeah. You know.
I'm not mad at her. It's cute.
No more. Kayla is, like, super...
supportive.
Yeah.
I think someone's really surprising to see their ex go when they really want to see their ex out of their life.
Right.
Like, oh, let me introduce you to some people.
What you think, Gary? Like, I saw you staring at the picture.
Yeah, I want to see what she looked like. So, Kayla, I mean, but he'll play with Glow Lillard. He'll just play with her. She wouldn't be his woman. Because you can see what type of woman he like.
What kind of woman he like?
The one that looked like Kayla. Do she look like Glow Lillard?
Who?
Glow Lillard. Does Kayla look like Glorilla?
He doesn't look like he has a type at all.
Yeah, he's like, probably just leads with love, maybe.
Well, I tell you what, Glorilla ain't his type. He'll play with her.
Well, no, he's got tattoos. She's got tattoos. Yeah,
that's why he wouldn't have her. Nobody want tat don't tat don't match.
She looks that's older funny. Than he is.
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
I want to stay out of it. Love is blind.
I would like to see them connect and just to see what happens.
Right, I would guess that they have already connected.
They may have.
If she's got his jersey on. With his wife's nickname for her on it.
But she could have got that made in the middle of the mall.
Yeah, she could have been like, oh, you
she's just
be
being
funny?
Hood. Yeah. That's what that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
She ain't being
hood. That's a lot
real.
Going. That's a lot to unpack.
That's like me getting with Brian McKnight.
No, Gary, that's not. We gonna all start right. You back at
back
one. Please, let's go. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Up next, Nicki Minaj and Offset get very upset. But don't worry, not with each other. More deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And welcome back.
Hey.
Now, Nicki Minaj turned into a Roman monster at a recent show. And so she performed in Detroit over the weekend. And when a fan threw an unidentified object at her, she blocked it away with her hand and did this. Check it out.
Whoa.
Right.
Oh, she threw it closer than from where it came.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nicki Barrage.
Yeah. That looks like one of those first, you know, when they bring someone out to throw the first pitch out of the baseball game and it just goes zip. You know?
She might have just threw it at like a fence right in the front or something, because sometimes there's a fence or like a barricade in the very front. So she might have just been taking out her frustration.
But that was real tacky of her. You know people throwing stuff on stage now.
No.
She didn't have her hands up, it would have hit her.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And the way her mouth was open after she threw it, it looked like she made contact. You know what I mean? Like, oh, did I kill him? You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm sure everything's okay.
We'll hear about the lawsuit probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna sue.
It looked like she threw it right in the front. Like, it's usually a barricade or something.
Yeah, well,
I know what you're talking about. That's where security is.
Bus or something, and just taking out her frustration.
And then it didn't matter. It looked like she was lip syncing. So, I mean, at least she wouldn't.
Well, sometimes the artist will let the hook rock, and then you do the thing.
Yeah, that's what it was, the hook?
The hook will go, yes. You don't know any Nicki Minaj songs, Gary, so you wouldn't know.
She raps during her concert. Don't say that.
Really?
Yeah, but that was the hook.
Is that what it was? I thought she was singing Dom Dom Dom, that song.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving off to
it
your
looks
ass.
Like Offset was about to set it off in a club in New York. So a viral video circulating of Offset standing on a stage holding a stack of cash while looking at the crowd as money's being thrown around in the club by fans. And then this happened.
Oh.
What do you remember?
He walked away and then walked back.
I need y'all to zoom up. I didn't see nothing. Did y'all see anything?
Yeah,
he walked away.
Threw money back.
And then came back and like...
I'm assuming when homeboy threw the stack of cash, he had something to say. That's the only thing I could put together.
Maybe he threw the money and yelled, Chris Brown coming for you next.
That's just ghetto here with all that money. You act like a damn fool. That's ridiculous.
It's fun, though.
Well, okay.
Also, wait, so people are just like throwing cash around at regular
sir.
Shows?
Yeah. You need to go to more rap concerts.
Just throwing my what?
Good times. Really?
Have you ever been to Onyx yet since you've been here?
No.
Yo.
Is that the strip club?
Yeah.
Hold on. Is there a chance for people to throw money at me at the strip club?
If you leave with any of the money, you will probably get beaten to a fine pulp.
Well, I'm not taking their money.
But there's so much money on the floor that like it'll be hard for it to not end up in your cufflink.
Yeah, let me get this straight. So you done showed your shirt with your shirt off. So now you're trying to tell us you're trying to be Mike Magic Mike now? Uh-huh. That was you trying to say?
Look, I've got extra hours here in Atlanta is what
If Swing and Richards was open, you'd do great.
I'd be right there, too. We'd be right there.
Okay, did you throw you some money?
Good times.
Okay.
Gary, do they have male strip clubs in Atlanta?
They did. Yeah,
they did, girl. They closed
it. They closed it. It was fun,
Kmart
too.
Was a regular. I used to go.
I was. Really? Good times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tanner.
Yeah, I was so close, Brat. Missed my window.
I was trying to find something for you, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dang.
But the Queens got their apartments you could dance at. But anyway, up next, honey, another video of someone acting crazy. Wait till you see what this lady did, y'all, over not getting an appointment.
Oh, my God.
Come right back.
Gary's so cheap, he's got a stack of ones.
He irons his ones.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, everybody, it's the last segment of the day, so...
Dish is here!
All right, baby. This story is crazy. A Chicago lash tech who goes by the name of Marcella is alleging that her former client torched her car over an unavailable appointment slot. Now, she shared footage on her IG over the weekend showing a person in a hoodie dumping liquid on a white car and lighting the car on fire.
Wow.
Yes, y'all, with the caption, "I wasn't gonna do this, but here's why," over some lashes.
Look, I get blew her back.
She could have a default expression now with no eyelashes and no eyebrows. That's
You're about crazy. To look surprised for the rest of your life because all the hair's gone.
Wow, this is crazy.
But when women get their eyelashes done, who are they doing it for? Because I've never met a woman and be like, yo, Tanner, this girl had the longest lashes I've ever seen.
I don't understand.
I was like, HK, do you think those lashes are real? Oh.
I can't wear them because my biggest fear is having one of my lashes end up on one of y'all.
Listen, I've had much worse hair on me, so I'm not.
I think they do.
I like a woman with lashes. I think it looks sexy and it enhances her beauty and stuff. I love
the strips
lashes.
Are good.
But this woman setting up a GoFundMe. I mean, would y'all help y'all lash tech?
Not at all, because this won't be the first time. Well, okay, maybe the lash tech, like you know, because she suffered a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But if the other woman who set the car on fire needed to GoFundMe for jail, this won't be the last time.
Yeah. I don't GoFundMe for arsonists, but definitely the lash tech. Also, that's like that should be her new card. It's like her car's on fire, and this is how good I am.
That's all the dish we have for today. Make sure you join us again tomorrow for more Dish Nation. Don't start no fires.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.